We're visiting a couple of days after it was announced at the county commissioners meeting, and it sounds like you have a couple of things in, or that you did have a couple of things in mind when you made this decision that you're going to retire from the Expo.
Well, I do, and it was a very difficult decision, one that I've thought about, in the past year or two, and I have put off continuously put off. There's just a lot of emotion involved in it, and this has been a tremendous experience for me, and it's really been a blessing. But I have put in over 42 years of professional service, and that doesn't include working as a before I got out of college, because I worked pretty much all my life from the time I was 9 years old on. And so it's just gotten to the point to where that felt like that. Then I'd always heard that you would know when the time came that you needed to make a decision like this, and I just felt like it was it was time for me to step down and hopefully get to do some things on the ranch that I hadn't been able to do, and do a little traveling and just kind of do some of the things that I personally want to do.
If I understand the history correctly, you had already retired once from the Houston Livestock Show, and you were recruited out of retirement by Brazos County to start the Expo grounds from scratch.
That's exactly right. I did an early retirement at 52 at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I was assistant general manager for operations there, and I'd have to say that was an unbelievable experience too. It was awesome, and I wouldn't trade that experience or this one, either one, for anything. But I had done that, and we had bought a ranch up in this area, and we moved. My wife had retired as a public school teacher at the same time, and so we moved up here, and with the thought in mind that I would need to do something else besides just the ranching. And at 52, that's not always real easy to do. Age does make a difference sometimes, and so I did a couple of things, and I got a phone call one day from Judge Randy Sims, and at the time Commissioner Peters. And they had told me that I'd been recommended, and there were some people, particularly two or three people in Brazos County that had told them about me and that I had that kind of background and experience, and they wouldn't know if I'd be interested. And I told them at the time that I knew that project was on the front burner, and I had their committee, I guess you'd call it Blue Ribbon Committee, had taken some trips and looked at lots of different facilities to determine, exactly what they wanted to try to build with the money that they were expecting to have. And I had actually taken on a tour. They had visited the Houston Livestock Show, and I had just gotten through as one of the things I was responsible for was the HLSR person responsible for being involved in building Reliance Center. And I had a colleague that did the same thing with the stadium, Reliance Stadium. And so I just told them that I knew that it was going to be a big job, and there were going to be a lot of needs, and there were going to be a lot of things that were going to need to be done. And I just told them that at the time that even though I was aware of it, that I really needed to think about whether I wanted to get back in, in the event business, especially in this case, it would be the event facility business, where the sole, responsibility would be to book as many events from not only inside Brazos County but outside Brazos County as we possibly can to bring new money into the county. And I told them also that, and I just was perfectly honest. I told them that, you know, that I needed to, that they would need to try to promise me that they would, they would provide all of the resources and support that I felt like as a person responsible would have to have in order to pull this out of the ground and put all the parts and pieces together and get it up and running and for it to ultimately be successful. And it took a while, and I fully understand that because that's a huge promise. But the last thing that I wanted to do is to get over here and to have to fuss and fight with anybody in regard to what I felt like as a professional that we needed for this facility to be successful. And there was a lot of thought, not only on my part, but on the part of the judge and commissioners at the time. There was just a tremendous amount of thought put into it. And it took about 3 months. And after about 3 months, well, judge called me back, or I don't remember whether it was Judge Sims called me back or Commissioner Peters at the time. Called me back and told me that they were ready to make that commitment, and they were beginning to break ground, and so, you know, time was of the essence. And then I told them that I had thought about it, and if they were willing to, within reason, to provide the resources and support that we needed to make the exposition complex successful, that I was willing to come over and do the job. And so at that point, I came over and we did another little interview and then talked. And at some point in time soon after that, they offered me a position, and I took it. And it has been a heck of a job, I'll say that. But it's been so rewarding that... we've been very fortunate, and like I said, we've been blessed, and we have worked hard and set the bar high. We expect a lot out of our employees, and our business model is what I think it takes to be successful. And there's a lot of competition in this business because I'm not going to say every county, but the majority of the counties and the moderate to major markets have event facilities, and we're all competing and trying to accomplish the same thing besides meeting the needs for the people in their county or city, whichever it applies. But we're all trying to book as many events from outside the county as we possibly can to bring the new money into the county for people to stay in the hotels, eat in the restaurants, buy gas, shop, and be entertained. And, we didn't take the low road. We took the higher road, and the higher road would be that, you know, our mission, our business model was twofold. And, one is to train our employees from day one to do an outstanding job of customer service. And secondly, to do an outstanding job of keeping this facility as clean and maintained as possible. Because most of us know, that most all of us in competition that are in competition with each other, we pretty well know what the other charges, and there's not that much difference in what most charge. And so you've got to find a niche. You've got to find something that makes you better than your competition. It's like any business. And our niche was the cleanliness and maintenance of the facility and outstanding customer service. And I feel like, I would hope that most of our customers would agree. The feedback we get is that they agree that we've done an outstanding job of this. And that's going to be the key thing in the future is that they continue to do an outstanding job of those two things. And I think if they do, then People will leave here happy, and they'll feel like they got their money's worth, and they'll want to come back. And they'll be all over social media telling everybody how great this facility is.
And then kind of going back full circles, that you're able to accomplish the two things you've cited because you've been given the resources from the county to make that happen.
Exactly, exactly. And on the other hand, I have to say this too, is that I have a responsibility. I've had a responsibility that even though, you know, they trusted me and they've given me the resource within reason, the resource and support that I need to develop this facility and help make it the place where people want to come and a place that people are attracted to, is to manage this facility as close to the vest as I possibly can. And by doing that, what I mean is, you know, these facilities historically do not make money. But the responsibility of the managers is to not lose any more money than you possibly can and still, you know, and still be able to accomplish your mission. And I've taken that to heart. I mean, we've tried hard to do that. And I've got somebody beating on the wall outside here.
Well, that's just all part of the maintenance, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. That's what we've tried to do. And we've tried to not lose. We're trying to break even, if at all possible, not lose any more than we have to lose, and to create a long-term significant economic impact on Bryan College Station in Brazos County.
Well, the other component to that, too, I'm guessing, is that you weren't given everything you could do all at once right at the beginning. I think it's, what, been three phases of expansion that's taken place out
yes.
there? And so I'm guessing that there were certain benchmarks that had to be hit before the Expo took the next step to grow a little bit more and to grow a little bit more.
Yeah. We've had to grow and we've had to justify each one of those. But we had phase one, and that was, I think everybody knows, that was funded by the taxpayers of Brazos County, and that was around $20 million or maybe a little bit more than $20 million. And then phase two, which was done several years later, was funded by hotel occupancy tax money. With no cost to the citizens of Brazos County. And phase three we have just now finished doing, and it was funded by hotel occupancy tax money without any cost to the citizens of Brazos County. And we've grown, we didn't overbuild, didn't have the money to overbuild, and so we built and grew to the point to where we were getting to the point where we were running out of dates to be able to sell people because we just didn't have them. So once we got to that point, well, then, you know, I communicated with our commissioner's court, our judge in our commissioner's court, that, you know, there was another piece of the puzzle that we needed to add to be able to meet the growing needs and the potential customers that we could get here. And we did that one, and then two or three years after that, then we did the phase three. And I do think the way we're growing, I mean, we're bigger now than we've ever been, which is the way it should be. And I think that's going to continue. And it has continued, and I think it will continue. We're getting busier and busier and booking more and more events. And I do think that one of these days, whenever there's potentially enough hot money to be able to do it, I do think that a phase four, there's some bigger events that we're still not big enough to handle. We don't have the facilities to handle that. I think we could get, and then we could also start booking it's very common now to book multiple events on the same day. But it's not. There's times that where we could book multiple bigger events on the same day, and we're not able to do that because we just run out of facility space to be able to sell. So I do think that there should, in my opinion, now at some point in time in the future, that there should be a phase four. And right now, I certainly think that phase four should pretty well meet the need, but you know, the future needs, the potential needs, and it'd probably be a long time before if and when they would need anything beyond that. But I do think a phase four would be needed at some point in time.
Well, I don't know what role, if any, you're going to get in choosing who your successor is, but what are the qualities should that person have?
Well, they need somebody that has experience, ideally experience in the event facility business. They need to understand the business, and they need to understand every detail they possibly can to be successful. And they not only need to understand the business, but have experience in the business, but they need to be a leader. They need to stay on top of things and to be a person that is good at managing people. And when I say managing people, I'm talking about managing staff. And then staying on top of it, you know, to make sure that everything that's been done up to this point is continued, and that we continue to improve our product and service out here so that we continue to grow this facility.
Any particular memories of events over the course of 10-plus years of the Expo that will stand out?
There are so many. We've been so fortunate because I think we started out, I mean, this is just my opinion, but I think we started out with, even though the bond passed and even though the land was acquired and the facility, they were beginning to break ground when I came on board, I still think that the community as a whole still had a lot of question marks in their mind. And I think that even though I'm sure there's still some out there, I do think that the vast majority of the citizens in this county, I think they've seen and understand the importance and the need for this facility, and both for inside Brazos County and to bring and also the economic impact on booking as many events from outside the county as possible. And I would say the Youth Quarter Horse World Cup, and we're going to have that back this summer. I think we've got 19 countries coming, but that's a huge event, and I think it's tremendous. But golly, we've got so many inside type events now: conventions, trade shows, big banquets, big charity fundraisers. All the way to educational programs and then even weddings and wedding receptions. But the outside shows, which are all, every one of them, except for maybe one or two, are all state, regional, and national shows. And this would be all types of horse events, all the way from almost everything you can think of, all the way from dressage to Appaloosa to donkeys and mules, to mini horses, to cutting horses. I mean, almost quarter horses, almost every type of horse possible. We have all their types of shows, and then all other kinds of equine events that aren't really shows, like rodeos and big barrel racings and big team ropings. And then all types of livestock shows, And these would be cattle shows that would be state, regional, and national cattle shows. We've had, either have had or have booked the vast majority of the different shows for the different breeds of beef cattle. So the whole thing, and then we have other kinds of dirt events. We have the fair, and then occasionally we have a concert aside from the fair. And
really, whether it's an indoor or an outdoor event, you've just listed as diverse of a list of things you could do out there as possible.
Oh, yes. And there's still a lot of potential, and we just got to have the space to be able to book it. And I think as long as we prove that that we can make things happen here, and as long as we have a first class facility that attracts a lot of events and continues to grow, and we continue to grow this facility, then I think, we'll be fine. And that's the way it needs to be. I mean, we need people to continue to do everything we can to attract these more events and larger events here to be able to continue to better accomplish our mission.
To use an old Boy Scout analogy, it sounds like you're leaving the campground in far better shape than when you found it.
Well, yes, sir. Definitely, because I mean, we were just breaking ground, and there were a lot of question marks. And the one thing, you asked me a question, and then I told you about the Youth Quarter Horse World Cup and so many other events, but I can also remember, which is the exact opposite. I can also remember that we were probably getting in the final 30% of phase one, and I was sitting there wondering, when in the heck are we going to book our first event here? I was definitely getting a little nervous. You know, you start a business, I mean, you've got to be able to, in this kind of business, you've got to be able to book those events. And people are reluctant, and I understand why. They're reluctant to go someplace that is brand new, that's never had an event before. But the Texas A&M Saddle and Sirloin Club decided to have their steer, heifer, and pig futurity here. They were having to have it out of town, and they were the very first event here. And then we grew it from there. And so that's the one that'll always stick in my mind too, and which is on the other kind of the other end of things is with trying to get the first event booked.
Do you think the expo is at a point that you wanted it to be at this stage of its life?
I definitely think so. Most people would, if they heard that question, would probably say he's going to say that. Well, I'm also being truthful when I say it. I mean, I still think it has a lot of potential for growth, but we've grown the heck out of it, and we continue to grow it. And I think as long as we make it a first-class facility, and as long as the product and the services that are provided are second to none, people are going to come, and they're going to enjoy the facility. And our business model is not necessarily to be like everybody else. Our business model is what I'd mentioned before, is the outstanding customer service and outstanding cleanliness and maintenance of the facility. And the thing that sticks in my mind when I think about event facilities are lots of other kinds of buildings, and this has nothing to do with Brazos County. This is just when government facilities, regardless at what level, at least a lot of them have a history of getting over time, have a history of getting run down and dirty. And And that's in an event facility like this where people are spending their money to bring an event here, that's not something that's going to be attractive. And so I think as long as we keep the business model we got, and that's the niche that we have, and I think we'll be fine. I always think about, you all of us travel. I always think about these few Buc-ee's that are around, and always tell people, I said, we've got the Buc-ee's mentality, and trying to keep this place as clean as possible. Cleanliness and maintenance of the facility is number one, along with the customer service. And as long as we do that, then I think we're going to be fine, and people will continue to come. And even if they have to pay, even if it comes down to paying a little more money, a lot of people might pay a little more money as long as they get that kind of product and service.
Well, while Buc-ee's has been around longer than the Expo, you've been around longer than Buc-ee's, and I'm guessing I'm guessing that philosophy has been built on a work ethic, like you mentioned earlier, probably started back at the age of 9.
Yes, as I mentioned a while ago, we expect a lot out of our employees, and we do raise the bar high. And I mean, that's what it takes. We management staff deals with customers and talk to customers and work with customers, but those customers are going to see the outside of this facility, and they're going to see the event workers that we have working here, and our hourly employees. They're going to see them more than they're going to see me. And so first impressions are so important, not only on this but on everything. And we want this place to look good from the outside, and we want it to look good on the inside too. And I think as long as we do that, then we're going to be, we're going to be one of the best, and we're going to attract people here, and it's going to continue to grow. And that's the exciting part of it. But it's all about management, and management's got to have outstanding management. We've got to have outstanding employees.
Anything else that I've missed?
It's been great, and golly, the Brazos Valley, Bryan College Station, especially, and with A&M here and everything. I mean, it's tremendous, and it'd be very difficult to find another place that would be any better than this.